These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's R-I-N-S-E.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kourtney Kardashian says, who needs school? We've got the dish on that.
And Keke Palmer says she doesn't care, honey, if she's a millionaire. She refuses to blow her cash.
Also, Miley Cyrus says Dolly Parton wasn't happy about her not working 9 to 5. There's a lot to get into today, so
let's get this started.
Well, congratulations are in order for Kim Kardashian. After 6 years, she finally graduated from a law program. Woo! Now, her friends and family held a small celebration in honor of her legal journey. And at the ceremony, it was mentioned that Kim dedicated 18 hours a week, 48 weeks a year, for 6 years straight, which is a total of 5,184 hours of legal study while maintaining being a mommy and a mogul.
Wow.
Now, rumor has it that Kim is preparing for the bar exam in hopes of following in her father's footsteps, so this is a big deal.
Y'all ever thought about getting your law degree?
Actually, I put that in my memory book.
The Honorable Gary Hayes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never wanted to be a lawyer. Like being a lawyer, it's like a lion contest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, hell, y'all do that sitting here on this stage.
I know, but it's low stakes.
Yeah, much lower stakes. Not nearly as many allegedly. All right, in more Kardashian news, Kourtney Kardashian Barker appeared on the Chloe in Wonderland podcast, and she revealed she works just about 1 day a week and usually just for a couple hours. And when the two sisters discussed education, Kourtney had this to say.
Why do kids go to school? Truly. It's so dated.
Oh, I'm such a homeschool person.
You know, my kids will send me videos about like, why do kids go to school? It'll be like really successful people. And they'll be like, my kids never go to school and they're never going to and whatever. And then I'm like, okay, what's the goal here? You want to do homeschool? Let's do it.
Sure thing, Kourtney with a K. She also revealed that she holds her 18-month baby boy, Rocky, for the entirety of his 3-hour nap, the luxury there. Now, it's clear she's a different kind of parent, but some people are saying she's out of touch because not everybody can afford to homeschool their kids. What do you guys think?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, a lot of people think when people are homeschool, it's always like the parents being very hands-on. Something tells me Kourtney and Chloe are not necessarily whipping out the books. It's probably like, you know, some foreign nanny or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like handling all that stuff. And, you know, I guess it's cooler sometimes if you can keep the kids close to the crib and you know where they at. And you don't got to jump through all the hoops to get them after school and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Kourtney's breaking down biology and chemistry for her kids. And then maybe she's hiring the best tutors available. Like, sure, that's cool.
Well, say that then. Stop lying to the people because people did. Your kids are not going to school and they just stand at home running around, honey, seeing what y'all do with y'all basketball players all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of Delulu there.
Well, honey, you might be able to call Keke Palmer a lot of things, but broke won't be one of them, child.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, during a recent interview, she revealed that she's very frugal and she likes to hold on to her coins because she knows what it's like, baby, to struggle. Now, Kiki said, I've lived under my means, honey, and I think it's incredibly important. If I have one, not two, but $1 million in my pocket, baby, my rent is going to be $1,500. That's how underneath my means I'm talking about. My car, no, baby, is going to be $340. I don't need a Bentley Bentayga. And she said, I'll ride, baby, in a Lexus.
That's still a flex.
Mm. Yeah. So now, there's a thin line between cheap, honey, and frugal. So which one is Kiki?
Frugal.
Frugal. I would never in a million years say Kiki Palmer was cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I get so sick of people with all this living underneath my means and all that other stuff. What is that?
What is
it? Let me tell you something. This is me. Life is short. This is just me. Life is short. Honey, if I have $5 and I decide, honey, I want to go, honey, I say, well, do I want to get a steak or a hamburger? Mm-hmm. Get a damn steak. Mm-hmm. Because that could be the Last Supper.
That's true.
So my thing is, honey, all that, how about if I got $1 million, girl, you better hold on to your money, honey, or you better spend it because that man that you're that baby for, honey, he already trying to take everything that you got. Mm-hmm. So spend your money.
Nah, man, I believe in generational wealth and setting up the next generation so they could be better off. You know, because that's the why we have to work so hard as a people sometimes, because, like, yo, people burnt through all their money and left nothing for kids, and we already was, like, behind the starting line, the way the banks were set up with the whole housing thing. Yeah, so, you know, you got to play catch up.
I understand all that, but, honey, if your kid, if you don't raise your kid, honey, to go work, honey, while they're young, honey, you think, oh, well, let me hold on for generational wealth. Let me hold all my money so when little Leroy I get older, I can get to him, and his ass don't know how to manage his money, and then he blows it.
Oh, you're going to work, too. Kids got to work.
We ain't thinking about work up in there, so, well.
Also, Kiki just has a baby still.
Okay, the babies grow up to be adults. Thank you, Kiki.
Yep. Thanks, Kiki. We know you're frugal. So Miley Cyrus says her godmother, Dolly Parton, lit into her, y'all. During a recent interview, Miley admitted that Dolly didn't love her last album, Endless Summer Vacation, and called her up to see what the heck was going on. Y'all listen to this.
Family. She didn't love my vacation era either. She's like, everyone's asking me where you are, and I'm wondering the same thing. She's like, every day it's just a new picture of you in a bikini, but like, what are you gonna do? Like, for the thing. And I was like, well, I'm working on something else. We've already moved on to things. She's like, that's not what you do with the project. She picked me up from my house, so I had 45 minutes in a trapped car on the way to her house. So there was no escaping the talking to that
I
was getting.
Did she come in hot? She came in hot?
Hot. Mm.
That's honestly fascinating. Miley also admitted that Dolly pushed to hear more music, and she kind of lied and told the legend that she had some songs written when, in fact, she had only thought of vague ideas for them. What do you guys, can a good Dolly Parton tongue-lashing motivate my side?
It should, because she looks up to Dolly Parton. So, you know, I mean, and that's her elder, so I'm sure she probably just tell her a few choice words.
Has anyone famous ever really had to check you to get you back on track?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me,
Steve Harvey. When I worked for Steve Harvey. Yeah.
What'd he say?
He told me a 30-year-old honey need 30-year-old things.
What were you showing up with?
One day when I came to work, I had on a mink jacket, but it was mink paws. I didn't know he knew it.
Paws?
Yeah, it's when they shave the paws, the half the paws. Mm. And he said, you need a full pellet. And the next year I had a full pellet mink coat because I felt horrible.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let nobody bully you to buy a coat,
bro. I know,
bro.
Right?
Well, but I mean, I felt so bad because, you know, in order to get money, you're working around money, you got to just kind of look like it, Kiki Palmer.
Kiki's doing all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, everybody take note. If you're sliding up in Orlando Bloom's DMs, you might get read by Katy Perry. So Katy stopped mid-performance to confront a crazed admirer who had slid up in her man's DMs one too many times, and she checked him right on site. Check it out.
Get him!
Baby,
I love you!
Now, some people think this was staged, and I am some people. But but do you think this was a real incident that she stopped her show to address?
This is the worst Katy Perry choreography I've seen in 3 or 4 days.
God.
She missed all the beats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't believe for one half second that this is real.
Mm.
First off, that Orlando Bloom is checking his DMs to the thousands.
Right.
To dig through and find one person who shows up repeatedly. Two, that he's showing it to Katy Perry. Three, that it's a man and Katy Perry feels threatened.
And also, like, any guy that checks his DMs while there's significant others present checks their DMs like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, like, when I'm checking my DMs just to see if something like that might have come through, I'm over here like...
Well, anyway, up next, honey, summer is coming and things are getting hotter with thirst-trapping celebrities. So we'll sip on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, now, I know, honey, you all are extra thirsty out there. So we've got a bunch of new, y'all.
Thirst-trapping with the stars!
Yes, honey. So, okay, now, first up, honey, we have Miss Irina Shayk, honey, sporting an itty-bitty bikini with some combat boots. Now, she posted a couple of sexy pics with the caption, already summering. So is this thirsty to you guys?
It's like an attempt to thirst trap, like how when Evel Knievel would try to jump over buses and stuff.
Yeah.
And somehow it fails. Like the posture on that, it's not given. There was another one where it looked like she was melting.
I think it's a thirst trap, honey. I'm sure there's a lot of men out there, honey, just watering from the mouth, honey, looking at Miss Irina. She looks just delicious. Mm-hmm. And the way she's squatting down like that, she's making them thirsty.
Wait, what's her last name?
Shrank.
Up next, we have singer Kane Brown showing off his amazing transformation. He had posted before and after pics of his abs, and he said, from April 1st on the left until today, which is on the right, I've been super dedicated to fitness and health. I would love others to come on this journey with me. Is he out here trapping, or is this a call to action for people to get fit?
Yo, it's like when people post improvement pics.
Yeah.
But with the sidebar of thirst trap.
Yeah.
We knew what you was doing, son.
Mm-mm. It's not a trap. Look at it. I mean.
No, I know this is a trap because this is what I do. I know this is a trap because this is how I move, Gary. I'm like, you know, just working out, getting my diet together. Hard work pays off, guys. Go to the gym. And then it'll be me with my shirt off and I'll get more comments and DMs than I've ever got in my life. I see you, sir. I see you. Respect. Game recognizes game.
Uh-huh. Well, moving on, Diplo, he's bringing that summer heat, getting all the girls and Gary excited. Now, he posted an eye-popping, blurry photo with a sensitive content notice on it, and the caption made you look, leading fans to believe that they had to press the see photo option to get a clearer look at what appears to be Heavy D and the boys poking out. So what y'all think, is it thirst trap or not?
Well, we can't see it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, this is a thirst track. This is a brilliant move. This is the kind of thing I wish I had come up with.
Yeah, well played. Very well played.
Yeah.
Like, he literally set a trap.
Well, yes, baby. Now, this is my favorite, honey. Jackie Long, y'all showing everyone he really knows how to work that thing. Oh, now the actor posted a clip of him gyrating them hips and baby with the caption, when acting is all said and done, I know what I'll be doing next, honey. Okay, gentlemen, I know y'all love this, honey. So it's the thirst trap and I.
What's he going to be doing next, Gary?
He's going to be going, it's like a screwdriver in a hole. He's gonna be tightening it up.
Screwdriver in a hole?
You can tell this man has no tools.
You know screwdrivers don't actually go in holes.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, well, honey, look like the one he does, honey. Oh.
Okay.
Well, honey. Oh, let's see that. That's the part.
See, it's the hand move. Gary, you trapped here?
Oh, yes. Well, how long is Jackie, though?
What?
All right, now finally we have Yaya Mayweather representing for the money team. Now she's showing off a spicy side in these new photos for her 25th birthday. Now Yaya posted the sexy pics with the caption, same girl, different level.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh. Okay, now we're trapping. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, I was on the not a trap train until the one where she was, holding, caressing, supporting herself.
Yeah, like she's holding them so tight they're unified.
Hey, now, if you look real close, there's a tattoo on her arm, and it's of her baby daddy, an NBA young boy.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot that they were a thing.
Uh-huh.
He's going on tour.
I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, mm-mm.
That's, I deduct a point. Now it's not trapping.
Now it's not trapping.
Now it's not trapping.
And would you want to be with a woman, she got a picture of her baby daddy, and if you have her arms behind her neck and while you're in the bed, you gotta look at him?
Me and the tattoo are not locking eyes, I'll tell you that right now. Mm. All right, coming up, did Jessica Biel's weird eating habits make her lose a friend? We're gonna get into that dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Well, last year, honey, Miss Jessica Biel went viral for revealing that she eats in the shower. Now, the internet had a lot of judgy comments about her eating style, but her biggest fear was being critiqued, y'all, by Whoopi Goldberg during her visit at The View, honey. Let's see how Whoopi responds.
I really like to drink my coffee in there.
Yes, that's solid.
See, and then sometimes other things come in, like protein bars and stuff.
That makes sense.
That's so gross.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm
not
sorry.
So funny.
I know, Whoopi, I'm sorry. No, you don't want to be friends with me anymore.
No. I'm trying to think. That's a lot of multitasking.
Yeah. But my thing is, I mean, on our morning show, honey, I was judged about, I brushed my teeth in the shower.
Okay.
I brushed my teeth in the shower and I urinate in the shower. They thought it was a cardinal sin. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think people might have been being judgy. Like, it's not the worst thing that could be done in the shower. No. And I can understand the urgency sometimes. Like, do you do that every day?
Every day.
Brush your teeth in the shower?
Yes.
That doesn't happen at the same time, does it?
What? To brush your teeth and urinating?
Yeah.
That's ultra multitasking.
Oh, no, I can't do it at the same time. But, I mean, sometimes it could be simultaneous. But, I mean, you get in the shower, and I put the baking soda on the toothbrush, and because the shower head oscillates the water and cleans
my
teeth.
Wait, are you like, the water is hitting you in the mouth?
Yes. Because that rinses and brush at the same damn time.
I just want to make sure that I understand specifically. You face the shower head, and it's right up here, and it's spraying water into your mouth, and your mouth is open like this.
Yes.
Do you have it on that wide spray or like civil rights strength?
No, I have it on the wide one, because in my shower, we don't have the civil rights.
Do you have it on the massage where it's sending out little bullets of water?
not my house in Texas, I have that one, but here I got the just wide one.
Moving on. It's time for Dinsey Dish Coming. Now, life as an adult can be very difficult at times, so difficult that you might even want to escape and become a teenager again. Well, one 24-year-old man did just that.
Well, here's a bizarre story. A man has been arrested after police say he pretended to be a teenager at an Ohio high school for over a year. Police allege that Anthony Labrador got various documents, including a driver's license and social security number that all claimed he was 16 years old, all while he's actually 24. Labrador told Perrysburg High School, that's near Toledo, that he was an unaccompanied minor, and the Wood County Juvenile Court granted his guardianship to a local family.
Okay, Billy Madison.
Right.
And just to make things more realistic, Anthony even participated in school sports, including swimming and soccer.
Thank God it was your cousin, Tanner, because, honey, if that had been mine, honey, he'd have been in jail. I'm sure, honey, the PTA would have called the cops on him.
Nah, but the crazy thing is, like, yo, like, there was periods of time where I would have dreams that, like, I re-enrolled in high school because, like, I hated my senior year so much that I wanted to redo it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that people, like, really, like, go to the next level and, like, literally redo it.
If you could go back, what classes would you take? What would you
home
do?
Home ec, and that one class where they, like, teach you to keep a baby alive.
Okay. We had wood shop and metal shop.
Wood
I'll go back
shop,
and take those.
Shop.
Yeah, for sure.
And ceramics, honey. I made a nice little wood statue and I made a nice bowl in ceramics. My mama still has it.
Oh, that's what's nice.
Up. So touchy.
All right. Okay, up next, guess which TV host was just reminded again that he fumbled the date with Nicole Kidman. Oh. That tea after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So on a recent episode of The Tonight Show, while talking about The Last of Us video game, Isabella Merced hilariously reminded Jimmy Fallon of the time he fumbled the date with Nicole Kidman to play Mario Kart. Take a look.
Scariest video games I've ever played in my life, The Last of Us.
Was that the game you were playing when you bombed your date with Nicole Kidman?
It's a pleasure meeting you. We're out of time. We'll be right back. We had a great Tonight Show. Well, one of the best ones we've ever done. That, Isabel.
So was it?
No, we're playing Mario Kart.
Wow.
Talk about embarrassing. Now, this is clearly something he will never get to live down. Have y'all ever fumbled something and got reminded of it, like, regularly?
I went on a, I don't like to use the word date, but we went out to eat last night.
Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't like that, because I had to pay.
Oh.
I paid $62 damn. I'm like...
Well, usually the man pays on the date.
That's what I said, too. That's what the hell I... Oh, wait a minute. That's what I thought, too.
Who invited who? Who invited who?
Yeah, but you said that... He said that we're going to go out to eat. Let's get together.
Who invited who?
Well, he said, let's go meet out.
And okay. You said...
And I just chose the place.
Did you guys break the touch barrier?
What's that?
Like, over the course of a regular dinner, like, whatever, did he reach over and, like, just touch you a little bit?
No, but the waiter put the damn check by him. So I just like give it here. I just grabbed it.
I'm sorry, Gary. You was a foodie call.
Yeah.
I was exactly. That's what it seemed like. Well, honey, that's the haul of dish we have for today. Don't fumble us, honey. So come back next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.